Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No, I think if you look at our roster, we have a very fine, I think, an excellent roster of young players. This was all, you know, done in the last 3 years. We had a old aging roster before that was leading us nowhere but to mediocrity. And I think that if you look at our roster today, and you see our salary cap and the players we have, I think we're well suited for the future.
The owner of the Miami Dolphins, Stephen Ross, talking at the Brian Flores firing press conference the other day. We're going to talk right now to Kyle Crabbe. He's going to join us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Follow him on Twitter at Grinding the Tape. He's the director of scouting for the Draft Network and hosts the Locked on Fins podcast. Good morning, Kyle. Interesting week here in Dolphin Land.
Just when you thought it was safe to let your guard down and say, okay, a little momentum going into the off season, let's keep going. Nope, we're making a hard left at Albuquerque, and we'll see what the next couple weeks bring for Miami.
All right, so you just heard the owner talking about all this young talent, which defensively there is a lot of talent, as much as anybody in the league. I do believe that across the board, it's good to real good with a lot of the players they have. I love it. I love some of the rotating players in. They are as deep as I can remember. But I want to ask you about the other side of the ball, which apparently somebody forgot to tell Mr. Ross is not that good. What do you think of this group? It is young, but I don't know how talented it is. What's your thoughts on the offensive side of the ball? Is this just about coaching last year, or is there major upside for our fan base to get excited about?
Well, I don't know about excited about, but the concern with a move like this, Joe, to bring it back to the first side of the ball you were talking about, is how are you going to sustain what you've built there? And you have gone out and you've got a bunch of versatile players, but you got a bunch of players that were picked with the vision of a certain style of defense in a certain system.
That's true.
And now either you have to find somebody else off of that tree, and maybe the Giants hire Brian Flores to be the head coach and the defensive coordinator there, Patrick Graham, who left the Dolphins in 2019 to take the same job but with an assistant head coach title with the Giants after the 2019 season. Maybe he really left because he couldn't get along with Brian Flores and he's back on the market. Maybe you can bring him back and he can run your defense. Like, I don't know. That's just one example. But, you know, that's the time you make these dramatic decisions and shifts and changes. Like, you have to be aware it's not just like you're going to plug and play and everything else is going to stay exactly the same on the side of the ball that coach had that background. But as far as the offensive side of the ball, I do think you have young talent. I think you have a lot of young, unproven talents. You have a lot of players who have not lived up to their potential or their investment. And you know, I know one of the arguments that's been made in the past about the Dolphins' decision-making was, look at what Ereck Flowers did this year when he left and played somewhere else on the offensive line. Suddenly he's a lot better football player. And Jermaine Illuminor, the Dolphins cut, and he goes plays for the Raiders against the Dolphins and plays really well. And Matt Skura has been a positive kid. So there's examples of players leaving this system and going and having individual better success elsewhere. I think if you're going to kind of build a raft of hope for the offensive group, you can point to those individual cases of players leaving and being better than what they were when they were here and say, hey, this offensive system is just really broken, so we don't know what we have. And I think to some degree that's true, but I don't know how many of those guys you're willing to put all your eggs in their basket and say, yeah, we're going to roll with this guy. We're good. We know we're good. I don't think you can do that with a lot of guys on the offensive side of the ball.
Kyle, can we just start? I just want to start with Tua's last three games. I know that you dissect the tape and you look through everything. The last couple weeks, he just doesn't look like the same guy he was weeks before that. Is that the team they're playing? Is that him in general? Is it the weather? Is it everything? Because it just looked like this was someone that we talked about, can he throw the deep ball? It doesn't even look like 20 yards down the field sometimes he can make that pass. What's going on there?
Well, I would even extend the week before that and come to the Jets game after the bye. Was not one of his better performances either. So the last four games you played this season, and everybody's going to talk about, they didn't have a changing game plan for against Tennessee, and they didn't plan appropriately for the cold weather conditions in that game, and everybody will point to, well, he had 55 yards passing in the opening possession against New England, and then I think 58 passing yards, net passing yards the rest of the game, and making this higher, I think, needs to be with the quarterback, being quarterback friendly in mind. But I still think, and Stephen Ross said this himself in the press, like there's an evaluation that's going to have to be made for a lot of players on the roster, but Tua Tagovailoa is going to be one of those. And of course, he was asked that question specifically with Deshaun Watson in mind. But I wouldn't say it has to be a black and white binary this or this decision. But any coach that you bring in, I certainly think needs to at least be able to construct a more well-rounded coaching staff. I would like to see them individually have an offensive background, but let's look at the system that they're capable of building and not specifically looking at Tua himself, because that coach is going to come in here and conduct an evaluation. And there were a lot of unideal situations, circumstances for Tua to play with, but just like the general manager is ultimately responsible for the quality of the roster, just like the head coach is ultimately responsible for the results of the team on the field, each individual player, to some degree, is ultimately responsible for his performance. And the things that Tua could control, I didn't think he did particularly well down the stretch for Miami. And that is going to be a part of the evaluation for whoever comes in here and takes control of this football team.
I think it's going to be an offensive-minded head coach, right, with an offensive coordinator background. Would you agree with that?
I would tend to agree. I would like to think so. That is, obviously, this is an offensive-oriented league in a lot of ways right now, and that's one of the challenges to having a defensive-minded head coach. If you do have offensive success, what happens? Well, somebody's going to come knocking, and they're going to hire your OC to come be their head coach, and then you're going to be stuck in that perpetual cycle. And there's a chance for it to be an overcorrection if they swing too hard and just get an offensive guy just for the sake of it. I'd like an experienced guy with experience on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah. And by the way, offensive line head coach, the lead coach for that front five is going to be crucial, because if we're to be honest about this thing, most of those guys are going to be back on this roster next year. They may not know it, but they're like Austin Jackson's going to be back. Eichenberg is going to be back. Robert Hunt, Dieter, Solomon Kinley, I expect Robert Jones. I expect them all to be on this roster as a top eight or nine offensive line. Would you agree?
Yeah, and real quick, Robert Jones played a really nice game against Patriots. I would question, if that was what he was capable of, how come we didn't see that sooner at right tackle? He played really well when he was in the game. But yeah, Joe, and there's a name out there that was on somebody else's staff that's kind of now unattached. And I would provide a blank check to Mike Munchak, who is the offensive line coach in Denver. And I would say, you tell me what you need once we get a head coach in here to come on down to South Florida and do it down here, because he's one of the best, and he's suddenly on the market because the Broncos let go of Vic Fangio.
It's just interesting, too, that a offensive line coach, I mean, it doesn't look like it's been priority down here for a couple of years to bring in a guy, especially when you have this young of a crew. and not bringing someone experienced to kind of, you know, coach them up and make them better. Everyone we talk to, any guest that either played that position or been around the NFL, they keep saying the same thing over. And Joe said this months ago, that the most important coach outside of the head coach and possibly the coordinators is that offensive line coach. Why not bring in a guy with experience or just give a guy his first job here with this offensive line with these young of guys? Why?
So I think there's some context clues in what the argument was of relieving Brian Flores of his duties, and they pointed to relationships, right? And I think about guys off the Bill Belichick New England tree. And for a really long time, it was Dante Scarnecchia who was the offensive line coach there. He was there forever. He retired recently. And I think about offensive coordinator, and it's been Josh McDaniels for like a decade. So if you are leaving that system and you're going to get a job somewhere else, your opportunities to have established assistant coaches within your own inner circle that you're going to trust are really limited, because there's a glass ceiling that exists in New England because those guys were there for so long. So your network of coaches to tap into that you intimately know and would have confidence in, to the degree in which when Brian Flores did leave New England to come to Miami, he brought the wide receivers coach Chad O'Shea to run the offense, right? So, like, there's not a lot of pipeline to tap into. And I think if you were going to have success, you were going to have to get outside your comfort zone and your own social circle for coaches. And they did that with Chan Gailey, but that was probably only because Ryan Fitzpatrick existed on the roster. So I think that's probably kind of a subplot here, too, if you're building the punch list of, like, hey, maybe we shouldn't hire Bill Belichick assistants anymore. Look at that side of the ball and what is available to coaches leaving to hire that they're going to want within their own pipeline. And it's pretty slim pickings because that's been capped for like a decade plus.
Kyle, I want you to put your draft cap on here, which you do spend a lot of time doing just a second. And Dolphins, let's just say they keep their first pick and they don't trade it away or do something stupid, which could happen.
Right.
I just get my shot in here today. But what would you take? What would be the biggest priority position as you watch that game the other night?
Yeah.
Going forward. Yeah.
So if I was in Chris Greer's shoes, and obviously it depends on what kind of coach and what kind of offensive system he wants to bring in here, right? So you could look at wide receiver, and maybe it's Garrett Wilson from Ohio State, but that's kind of a run after catch, short game passing offense. Chris Olave from Ohio State, Jameson Williams, who just unfortunately tore his ACL in the national championship game. Those guys are a little bit more vertical down the field type. So if you want to be a team that pushes it vertically, those guys would have an appeal. But I think wide receivers one to look at. I think we can probably shelf the Devin Lloyd hype, the linebacker from Utah, because that was a very, very New England Patriots defense, Brian Flores-esque type fit. And the positional value of an inside linebacker like that, although he'd still be a phenomenal fit if you're going to run a similar style system, that might not be so much of a priority now. But if I'm Chris Greer, I'm taking some investment into an upgrade at the middle linebacker spot. I'm deciding whether or not I want to keep Emmanuel Ogba, and the answer to that question for me would be yes. And then I'm taking every other asset that I have, and I wish I was exaggerating, and I would spend it all on offense. So just find good players on the offensive side of the ball. I don't care where they play. Yeah. You need a lot of upgrades. There's only a couple of spots where you can look at right guard with Robert Hunt, Jalen Waddle. If you bring Mike Gesicki back, I think his chances of coming back have improved. The potential offensive system change.
Yep.
So that's it. Like, just find the best available players on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, Kyle, I just want to compound on that. Second and third round, do you take a shot on a quarterback if one of those guys are there?
So here's what I will say, regardless of the evaluation that is made independently of Tua Tagovailoa and the decision that is made by whoever the coach is that comes in here, since Stephen Ross had mentioned he'll have a chance to make that assessment for himself. I think if you come into 2022 and you have Tua Tagovailoa as the unquestioned starter of your football team, I think you've done the team and Tua himself a disservice. We are teetering on the brink of that pathway you took with Ryan Tannehill where he wasn't pushed appropriately. But Ryan, when he was here, was a lot of kid glove stuff, right? It was always like, oh, yeah, Matt Moore, like super fun, but like never going to push to be the starter. And, you know, that lack of urgency that was there to continue to develop, I think, hurt Ryan. And then all of a sudden, Ryan goes to Tennessee, and yeah, he got a good offensive line and a good running back behind him. But he also had to earn the starting job by go out and getting better and beating out Marcus Mariota. And I think we're kind of at that point, regardless of whether or not you trade a lot of value to go get potentially a new starter, or you're looking to introduce somebody who flamed out somewhere else to potentially come in and get the Ryan Tannehill opportunity in Miami that Ryan got in Tennessee, or you're drafting a guy in the middle rounds. But yes, I think you definitely need to, at the very least, based on my own assessment of Tua Tagovailoa, introduce some legitimate competition into that room and let their cream rise to the crop, no matter who it's going to be.
Kyle, before we let you go, Jameson Williams and John Mechie, two guys for Alabama that now have ACLs. How much will they drop now that they'll get to work? And we know the success coming back from ACLs is really high. Even the greater, yeah, the athletes seem to be, you know, back to 100%, even faster than ever. How much do those two guys drop now in this draft?
Yeah, it's a really good wide receivers class. I will say that for sure. I know I mentioned two of the Ohio State kids. Jameson Williams used to go to Ohio State, so Brian Hartline's doing something right up there in Columbus. I think I'd be surprised if Jameson still fell out of the first round. I think he'll still be a first-round draft selection. Jameson had a chance, or excuse me, Mechie had a chance to sneak into the back end of the first round, in my opinion, but not after the injury. I think he's probably going to be a solid round two selection somewhere, probably in the back half of the round, right around 50 to 64.
All right. That's a good way to finish it.
Yep.
And thanks, man, for this year. Appreciate everything, and we'll see what happens down the road here, but thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Stay buckled in, and let's see what happens.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.